Hello everyone, today we're here with the second episode of Human Ecos, and I'm Fargo, and unfortunately Mojo is not here today, but we have a special guest, one of my best friends in my whole life actually, and I'm gonna make a big challenge of asking some question of his life, and let's talk, just introduce yourself, please.
Hi. My name is Arash and I'm 29 and I came to Italy about 2 years ago and I'm a student. I'm studying molecular biotechnology.
Tell me about what happened exactly that you decided to come here, and tell me about 2 years ago. Exactly 2 years ago, imagine that you were decided to come to Italy and migration and stuff like this. What happened, Arash? Seriously, what happened inside you?
2 years ago, I think after my military service, I decided to, because I couldn't find any job and related to my education, so I decided to move to another country that, like you.
Yeah, okay. Okay, yes. And I mean, like me, what do you mean like me? I mean, you wanted to follow this way I've struggled with, or you were just okay, Iran. Oh, by the way, you're from Iran, right?
Yes, I'm from Iran.
Okay, and could you please tell me more about your country? I mean, the situation you've been through, and also the history, the good things, I mean, pros and cons of Iran right now, why you left your country, and do you like to come back, and something like this. I mean, just close your eyes and imagine, what if I couldn't make to come here? And tell yourself, if Arash was in Iran right now, would you be look like this again? Or you're so happy that you just left your country? It's really hard to say that, left your country behind. It's really heavy sentence actually. And something like this, I mean, I just want to go inside your heart, your brain, and it's a kind of mental surgery, and I want to understand that, what happened? I mean what do you feel now? Don't you miss your parents, your friends there? Don't you miss your historical somewhere like Naqsh-e Jahan Square and some, I don't know, Siyosepol, and there are some famous places that you're living in your hometown? And tell me, I mean, what do you feel exactly? What do you feel now?
Yes, I agree with you. And I miss all of this, but now I'm satisfied with current situation. It's hard, it's difficult, but at this time, I don't want to come back. Mm-hmm. And now I'm okay with my life. And
what do you mean you're okay with your life? I mean, everything's okay now?
No, actually, but I like my life now.
How?
If I want to tell you about my country, pros and cons, about foods, about my family, absolutely, these are better than here, better than this here. Mm-hmm. But I feel something here that I couldn't find in my country.
Can you tell me what are those things that you're talking about right now? What did you find here? What is your feeling here that you never found in Iran? The way you walk, the way that people are around, the weather, everything.
When I decided to go outside and walking, I can see the happiness in the faces of people, but I can't find this in my people. In Iran, and I'm happy here, even though more financial things and education, but now I prefer to live here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, with my friends.
Okay, and Arash, I have a question. You made a good point, which I have to ask a question. Imagine you're here and everything is good, especially your financial support. I mean, you're so okay with everything, your education is okay, but imagine your people, your Iranians, friend, and everyone who are in Iran. They're not feeling safe. They're not okay in any kind. I mean, a war or a civil war or something like this. What do you feel here? Imagine a person like you come here for finding his life, his way, his goals, and everything is okay. Suddenly you try hard for everything. You've worked and worked and worked and studied a lot, but you open your, I mean, take your cell phone in your hands and checking your Instagram and I don't know, read bad news and disaster stuff, like, I don't know, as we know both of us about Iran. And what do you feel that time? I mean, that took all of your happiness? Or no, I mean, you say that I should leave it behind, I should leave my life, I try hard for this, and now my life is more important, that I make my sad, might make myself sad about the things that I have no power to change. Tell me your feelings about this stuff. What do you feel after that time that you check your cell phone and read some bad news?
So at this situation, I prefer to don't check my phone and bad news. And I'm not so emotional person, unfortunately. But sometimes, yeah. But not always. Yes, my life is important. Mm-hmm. Everything.
Okay.
And as you know, sometimes I'm trying to avoid bad news and bad things.
Could you please tell me how? I mean, not checking your cell phone, or how do you avoid bad news about your country?
But bad news, something that
made you sad.
Yeah, make me sad, like checking my gallery in my phone. Mm-hmm. And review my pictures, and I don't check.
Nice. I didn't know that.
I try to.
So you are running away from your memories or stuff that make you sad. You do not solve them. You put them behind yourself, right?
Yeah, I'm okay with this.
Okay. And okay, it's actually a way.
But it's my choice.
Yeah, of course. I do respect your choice, and it's really useful sometimes for some people. Seriously, I understand that. I'm vice versa. I'm not look like I'm the opposite. And for last question, would you please tell me that now you're here and everything that I know from you, what is your suggestion to your people, to your I mean, your friends and everyone is in your age anywhere around the world, and who wants to leave his or her country for first time and studying abroad or something like this? What do you say to them as a person who has 2 years experience?
Okay, if I want to recommend someone to move here, should be very strong, because the immigration is very difficult, not easy. And because during these 2 years, I'm very changed my personality. And before I was a lazy person, and my perspective to life very different. And now I'm another person, I think,
you like
comparing to 2 years ago.
And you like this Arash? This?
Yes, absolutely.
And for people who wants to come, you just say like, please being strong.
Yeah.
Can you just a little explain this is strong? Just two examples.
Two examples of problems?
Yeah, but the problems or the strongness that people should be strong in what kind of situation? I want to be strong sometimes, but I don't know, I want to make communication with new people, with new language, but I can't. There is no job when you don't know the new language. Okay, I cannot do this, but Arash told me be strong. Okay, I want to be strong, but please tell me how. Oh, sorry for this.
Yeah. They should be ready to be alone, because nobody help you here. Our situation, you and me, it's a little different, because we are 10 years ago, and we know
each other and
each other. But maybe they will can find a good friend here. They should.
What do you mean? I mean, there is no good people here.
Yes.
Making friendship is hard here. I mean, for least.
Making friendship is a little difficult, and because about financial and money, they should be aware about their money. And if I want two example, this the friendship, the communicating with people, and the financial things. Yeah.
Okay.
These two things.
Okay. Okay. So, guys, please, when you're coming here, bring so much money. I'm kidding. At least we have to find job as soon as possible. And trusting is really hard. And and the other thing that I suggest, you bring your friends. Joke aside, I really appreciate that you listen to us. Thank you so much. I wish the next one is you, and it will be my pleasure if I could talk to each one of you and tell me your stories, the things that you're struggling with, and talking to each other in a, you know, easiest way. So please follow us, please listen to us, and please send us an email to radio@unija.it. And thank you so much for your time. I wish you the best. I hope all the immigrations one day become so much easier for everyone, and each person could live in their own country safely and in the most comfortable way. Thank you, Arash. Thank you so much.
And thank you very much.
I wish you the best, and see you again, guys. Bye-bye.